Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? How's everybody doing today? Everybody doing great? Awesome. First off, let's start off by saying thank you to Dom and Adam and Aaron for putting this on for us so we can all come together and talk about blockchain and crypto. So let's give those three studs a round of applause. Awesome. So I guess we'll start off here where I guess we're going to be talking about what it takes to become a crypto content creator. So I guess let's just start off with Aaron here, if you want to tell us who you are, how you got in the space, and all that kind of cool stuff.
Oh, okay. So my name is Aaron Nakamoto. I changed my name because I was starting to do affiliate work for World CryptoCon last year, and it kind of just stuck. And how I got into the space, I threw a Bitcoin meetup in 2014 and kind of fell down the rabbit hole, and I've been throwing meetups and doing education pretty much ever since. So it's been really fun getting to meet all you fine people, and yeah.
Awesome. Ty?
Yeah, so I am Ty Daniel Smith. I'm the founder of Coinbounds. We are a agency that works closely with content creators in the crypto and blockchain space. And what we do is kind of two-pronged. We both help the content creators sort of better support themselves through sponsorships and lining sponsorships up, as well as increase their reach through a couple methods.
So I am Ben Armstrong. I am the founder of BitBoy Crypto. BitBoy Crypto is a YouTube channel. I talk about crypto news, do a lot of reviews. Also have two podcasts, Beards and Bitcoins, along with the BitBoy Crypto News Podcast, which is a brand new podcast that just actually launched today. I have a news website, BitBoyCrypto.com, indexed in Google News. So trying to be, a legitimate news source in the space, so you guys check that out if you guys are looking for top news, and that's what I do.
How goes it? I'm Ken Bozak, more of a crypto personality, content creator, lifestylist. I go to a lot of conferences, and I have pretty much like an open forum podcast where I have a pinned tweet with my link to a Calendarly, and anybody that wants to come on the podcast is welcome to it. I have a lot of amazing guests and stuff, and I just have a lot of fun in this space, living completely all in on Bitcoin since 2017 now.
Awesome. And then my name is Robert Beatles, a Christian, husband, father. We got a TV show on Biz TV that talks about crypto, helps educate people in blockchain, all that kind of cool stuff. And we've got a YouTube channel where we do the same thing there and just kind of bring on the best and the brightest in the space and all the people that have projects and whoever I guess the audience wants me to cover, we bring them on and we actually give away $100 of Bitcoin Cash in every single video to kind of help with adoption, help get people into crypto. And then, of course, I'm the co-founder and the builder of the Monarch Wallet, and the CEO, Snay, is right back there. We have a booth. There you go, see? And we got a booth right over there in the corner, and what we've created is a decentralized wallet, like a super app, all the best things in crypto, some of the best companies, services, all through one app. It's free. And then we created a merchant solution, kind of like a decentralized PayPal for reoccurring payments, just to help with the adoption, help get more people into the space. And so if you guys want some free crypto at the end of this, make sure you guys stop by the Monarch booth. So we'll hook you up. All right. Cool. So let's just start. I guess let's just ask, why is it that we do what we do? So for creating content, a lot of time goes into it, a lot of effort. People don't understand that. They think you just grab the camera, you just start talking, and then you go with it. And sometimes people do that, but for the most part, a lot of time, goes into this. So why do you do it? And kind of walk us through the process, if you would.
Why do I do content creation? Well, I mean, for me, like, my content creation is hosting meetups and kind of just building businesses in the space. These people are more content creators, as you will. But for me, I don't know. I think that as long as we can onboard and educate as many people as possible, that's kind of my goal, just to kind of be an asset in the space and a kind of a safe haven where people can come and ask simple questions. Crypto is still very complex and not easy to understand for the normal person. So as long as we are doing our best to make it as easy as possible to understand and as open as possible to take questions and to help people kind of get started, like that's why I do what I do.
So my answer is going to be a little different than everyone else's because I am not so much a content creator. I'm more of a sort of a support role to content creators. We think that adoption is going to be predicated on the fact that people have access to information about cryptocurrencies and the onboarding process. So to keep people creating that kind of educational content, they need to be able to support themselves, which is why we're so passionate about matching up the correct brands with the correct influencers in a way that allows them to do what they love, create content that provides value to the community while supporting themselves.
So for me, how I first started creating content, a friend basically pressured me. He's like, you know, you know a lot about cryptocurrency, and you know that information, there's people out there that would like to hear that information that could learn more about crypto and go a little bit deeper with it. And so that's why I started my channel and I started everything. But as time has gone by and we've been, you know, deep in the bear winter, we've came out a little bit, but you know, we're still having you know, flashbacks of that whenever the price drops. For me now, it's turned into a much bigger thing, which is I'm so dedicated to wanting to educate new people to come into the space. And it not so much like, you know, the narrative about the price is what draws most people in, right? Well, I try to take an opposite approach, which is that if you really understand what this movement is, you know, Bitcoin is not, Bitcoin is a coin, right? But it's an idea. Like, cryptocurrency is an idea, and it's much bigger than any one coin or, you know, any one price movement. It's about decentralization, and it's about basically chaos, really, you know, wrecking the current system that we have, whether it's, you know, you're looking at the big tech, social media, privacy, any of those things. And so the shift of my channel has really moved more towards, I still cover news, but I've also started doing street videos. So for example, we shot a video on the Strip this week where we went out, we partnered with the Ballet Wallet, which is Bobby Lee's new wallet that he has. I'm not sponsored up here to say this, so I'm not pitching you guys on it, but they gave us some wallets and we were able to go out on the street on the Strip and we asked people, if we gave you the option to take $5 in cash or $15 in Bitcoin on this wallet, which one would you take? And we get people's reactions and we really see, it's been a good barometer. I kind of compared it to this, like when it comes to crypto and people that are outside of crypto, it's kind of like a guy who, it's kind of like a guy who needs to go to the doctor, right? Like he knows there's something wrong with him. Like he's got a pain or whatever it might be. But he doesn't want to necessarily. We've been joined by Bitcoin Ben, guys. The second Ben on the stage over here. But what I compared it to is it's like a guy that needs to go to the doctor. He knows he's sick. His wife's telling him he needs to go, but he doesn't want to go because he doesn't want to learn of what the truth might actually be. And I think for a lot of us that live inside this echo chamber of cryptocurrency, like, we need to go to the doctor. Like, this space needs to go to the doctor and find out, like, this is the barometer of what's really going on for the normal people that's not interested in protecting their privacy, that's not interested in cryptocurrency, that only cares about Bitcoin if they think that it's something that they can make $1 million. They think it's all from the Silk Road. You know, they think it's untraceable, which is not true. A lot of misconceptions. So that's really what my channel is moving towards. I'm actually doing something called Decentralized America, which is a tour where we're going to colleges and we're talking about blockchain and decentralization, trying to work with colleges. We did one at USC. We've got one at UCF coming up. So really trying to educate people and bring them in, you know, that's what I'm passionate about. If you guys didn't get that over the last 30 minutes or however long I was talking. So.
Yeah, I'm Ken Bozak. I got into the space really for very selfish reasons. I just wanted to talk to awesome people in the space. So in 2016, nobody was cool. I mean, still not cool. Don't get an ego. But like before Andreas Antonopoulos was the Andreas Antonopoulos, you know, he was willing to talk to anybody. So I started a YouTube channel, I created a Twitter account, I started engaging with these thought leaders in this industry so I could pick their brains and try to just get on their level, kind of skip go and not go to class as much as go to the bar and hang out with the professor and get my education on in a different way, but still get it. And by doing that podcast and engaging with these people, I've just been privileged enough to, you know, be well known in this space and be able to reach out to people and just ask them if they want to have a conversation on an open format and get my podcast, you know, some followers and sponsors and things like that. So at this point, I did it just to have a conversation with somebody out of reach until I had a platform or a soapbox worth their while. And now I continue to do it because it's just like calling up my cousin or my uncle or my, you know, aunt or whoever in the industry to have a conversation because it just feels like family now. And this is Bitcoin Ben. Can we hear for Bitcoin Ben, please?
Bitcoin Ben.
So tell us who you are and why you do what you do.
I'm also a YouTuber. In fact, the first show I was ever on was actually Ken Bozak's. And I was actually told I was supposed to be here at 2:15, so that's all right.
You're on the earlier panel, so now you're going to be on both.
Oh, my.
Double the bin.
What it takes to be a crypto content creator. All right, I'll tell you what I think it takes. Integrity, honesty.
An opinion?
A touch of God. And a few beers. And really, the reason I got involved was the curiosity of the technology of initially. Then I saw the revolution of it. And I'm a libertarian at heart. And I also understand economics at a very deep level where I understand that economics and currency are really the exchange of information between people and exchange of value. And the only way that you can really retain your value of labor is in an honest deflationary currency. Because if your currency is inflationary, your labor value loses value over time. And that's also called robbery, which our government's damn good at. And so I'm in it for the revolution. I'm not in it for the money. I do my show because I love it. And I also do my show because I love Ken Bozak. I love you, man.
Love you, bro.
Awesome. So my story is a little bit different. I've been with my wife since we were 14 years old, married at 17. That big guy right there is my oldest kid. Yeah.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually started off, you know, as a kid in tech, loved tech, but then got married really early. So I went to construction, you know, kind of a little different, but, you know, I had to pay the bills. Then I built up one of the state's largest construction service companies. Once I did that, I was able to go back into software and create a software company. Then Bitcoin comes around in about 2011, and most of my friends and family knew that I was following this crazy thing called Bitcoin and blockchain. And then around 2017, everybody's in Bitcoin, right? Everybody wants to get into Bitcoin. Everybody's, you know, talking about it, and they're trying to find, you know, a place that they can trust to get information. So I made a video just for my friends and family. That's it. Just to show them just kind of how to navigate the waters, so to speak. And then it kind of took off, and it just kind of spiraled into this crazy thing to where interviewed like 1,000 different people now. And the premise of the channel is just education. We just bring people on that gets to tell, you know, us, the world, what it is that they're doing and why we should care and what value it brings. And so we give away $100 on each one of these videos to help get people into crypto as well. And then through all these interviews and through interacting with the people, we quickly realized that they needed to have, you know, kind of a safe place to store their crypto and to buy it and to sell it and do all that kind of cool stuff. So that's why we created Monarch. And we're just kind of on the circuit out there trying to educate people in blockchain as well as on Monarch. So that's kind of me in a nutshell, I guess.
It was.
Awesome. So I guess more questions about content creation. So there's a lot of people that, you know, they think that it's, you know, it's cool or it's sexy or whatnot to be, you know, a content creator. They want to be famous, so to speak. What is a lot of the mistakes that you see these new up-and-comers, you know, doing that kind of gives everybody else maybe a bad name?
Can I go here? You want to go?
Yeah, hop in, anybody.
All right, I'll go, then you go. And mine's real short. Just be genuine. Just be you. You'll succeed or fail. Just be you.
He's right. A lot of the mistakes a lot of new content creators are making are some of the ones I've already made, you know, and it's just there's still people making them, so hopefully, you know, they stop here. But, my name is Ken Bozak. That is my real name. It's not BitBoy or Aaron Nakamoto. Like, it's my real name. I used to make YouTube videos walking out of my apartment. Like,
don't,
I just bought a couple
shit.
Bitcoin. They're only like $400. Like, my address in the background. I had to move since I made those videos and stuff. But, don't use your real name. Create, you know, a pseudo-anonymous identity. Maybe, you know, don't even have to show your face in your videos. But you are in a sense, making yourself a honeypot. If you're creating content, talking about this, if you're a little bit too open about what your participation in the industry is, you may accidentally lead people onto your holdings and become a potential victim. So you could be hacked as a form of attack. You could have the wrench method. Only need a $2 wrench in your address to get your Bitcoin. You know, it's scary. So like, I see people making those mistakes. Static Bitcoin addresses for donations. I've done that, and people have emailed me like, why am I donating you Bitcoin? You have this. And I'm like, how the hell did they find out? If you have the same Bitcoin address on every YouTube video and people donate, it's like having your wallet in a clear bag. It becomes a hazard. So just looking at more personal security, synonymous as much as possible, and just be really careful. Really careful, because Bitcoin goes from 400 to 20,000, and you're bragging about grabbing a few of them because they were cheap. It's your neighbors start to look at you funny.
I would also add, probably back up your content and put it on alternative media channels, guys, because YouTube is censoring the shit out of all of us. So we started a company, a social media network called Float, and then there are tons of others, Minds, Gab, whatever. I know there's, what's the other one, BitTube. There's so many that you can just upload your content on. And hi, Nathan. I didn't see you there. But yeah, so I would say get off YouTube or, you know, post as many things on as many platforms as possible to increase your reach.
Doesn't Nathan look like Jason Statham?
He does.
What a
I was a little confused at a second.
So for me, I mean, I see content creators make all kinds of mistakes. And obviously, you know, kind of like Ken said, we all look back on, you know, different things that we did that, you know, we cringe at, you know, mistakes that we've made. And things like that. I made a really stupid mistake and got fished at some point, and I talked about it on my channel, and it was like kind of humiliating, you know, like I've got this YouTube channel and I fell for like one of the, you know, dumbest scams out there just because I hadn't had my coffee in the morning and I wasn't thinking yet, you know. But really, when it comes to content creation, the most common mistake that people make is all about their you know, what they're thinking in terms of what it's going to look like. So there was one guy that I knew that said he wanted to start a YouTube channel. So he started a YouTube channel, and he said, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a $1,000 giveaway from my first video. I'm going to run it for a month, and man, I'm really going to get my channel going that way. I'm going to get so many subscribers. And I was like, it's not that easy. If it was that easy, everyone would do it. Because $1,000 versus what you can make as a YouTuber, you know, once you get your subscribers up, is nothing. So if you could use that $1,000 and grow that way, that would be great. But YouTube doesn't work that way. So the guy actually, he ended up only getting about 25 subscribers for that $1,000. And he was like, man, this is really difficult. I didn't know. This is a grind. That's why you see so many people start and quit, or they're making daily videos and they move to weekly videos, and then you see them sometimes and then you don't see them anymore, because it's really a long grind. And this really goes for any, that creating content in any niche. But the beautiful thing that we have with the niche of cryptocurrency, you know, as content creators, is there's probably more money in this space per subscriber than any other niche out there on YouTube. I've had 13,000 subscribers. If I had 13,000 subscribers in the fitness industry, I know you guys don't laugh, please, but let's just say that I did. Let's say I had a channel where I taught people how to eat wrong. I could do that, no vegetables, guys. But, you know, 13,000 subscribers, you wouldn't even get looked at by an advertiser or to do promotion or review or anything like that. But with crypto, 13,000 is a lot of subscribers. You know, 100,000 subscribers is like God level status in the crypto niche. So there's a lot of opportunity, but you have to go into it with the right mindset, knowing that it's a grind. And I encourage, like, we're in this really sweet spot. As long as we have this bear market, or, you know, very beginning of a bull market, whatever, however you want to look at it. I mean, we might be on a downtrend right now. Somebody I know tells me we're in a downtrend that might be sitting somewhere back there. But anyways, the point is once this price explodes, once we go parabolic again, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late to just jump in and start creating content. So I encourage anybody, if you're interested in doing it, if you want to do it, your time is running very short. So because once that swell comes back up, and then the haves will have more, and then the medium-sized ones will become larger YouTubers as well. It's going to be really hard to break into the space after that.
But I wouldn't let that discourage you. Like, don't have fear.
It's
like, don't
still
let
early.
Yeah, it's very early. Don't let fear hold you back. You know, like, for me, when I kind of first came out with Aaron Nakamoto, I was like, well, I mean, who's going to care? You know, who am I to have an opinion about this? There are so many other content creators out there, and I was worried about the competition, but I didn't realize that I have, you know, my voice has value. So don't let fear hold you back from starting.
Ty, did you want to weigh in on anything?
Yes, sure. So something BitBoy brought up is kind of the mentality of trying to shortcut growth, which really, I've been in marketing for a long time, and there's really no effective shortcuts for growth on social media. I would also say, so buying followers is like probably the worst advice you could ever get. I would also say that it is important to be yourself, because when you get to a certain level of output, it's really going to come down to. We're trying to have a panel here.
we're doing a panel, Ken. Please, thank you.
Ty's been disrupted. Welcome to Blockchain.
Shit, where was I?
It's important to be yourself.
It's important to be yourself, yeah. Because it's a lot easier to create more content. And when you get to a certain level of quality content, it becomes sort of a volume game. And it's a lot easier to create volume when it's something that you know about, something that you care about. So don't force it.
Yeah, me personally, some of the things that I see in the space are people that get in it, you know, for the wrong reason. They want to be like some star or some celebrity. I mean, dude, it's crypto, it's blockchain, right? If you're passionate about it and you got an opinion, go out there and talk. If you want to add value, you know, bring value. But another thing I see that's been a problem for a lot of people in the space too is they kind of hitch their wagon to the wrong train of sorts, right? They start promoting something that maybe they shouldn't because they're getting paid an undisclosed amount of money. And so they end up hurting whatever subs, whatever fans, whatever family they grow. They start pitching them something that they shouldn't be investing in, and they're the ones that's profiting off their people. That will bite every single one of those people in the butt one day. So you got to be very, you know, careful on, I guess, who you hitch your wagon to, so to speak. So that'd be it. Does anybody in the audience here want to be a content creator? I want to give everybody here a chance to maybe ask a question if you want. Otherwise, I'll just keep asking questions. Anybody in here have any desire for that? Yeah? What kind of question you got?
Handling the resistance. I work in the business world, so I'm going to be standing on a bridge between business applications and digital assets. So it's kind of exciting, but it's scary. And I'm probably going to need some help.
So you're looking as far as like advice on tech tools. All right. So maybe everybody just give a couple quick hacks.
Could you say the question again? I couldn't really hear that.
A couple quick hacks on, you know, how to get going and as a creator. Like maybe some of the programs to use or, you know, sources to go to.
I'd really, after we leave here, walk up and talk to us. You know, ask whatever question you want. Anybody, walk up and talk to us. And as in resistance, I don't know exactly what you mean by that. But if you mean like pushback or trolls or anything like that. Yeah. Oh, all right, then this ain't for me.
I think you're saying the resistance from like leaving the security of the job you're having and getting into content creating, or? So yeah. Okay.
Like, how do you get people into crypto, especially the big corporate peeps? What you're talking about?
Well, for me, I mean, I talk to every Uber driver I have, and every single Uber driver, maybe 1 out of 10, isn't interested. But I record it, I put it on Twitter. If they're into it, a lot of the times they're not, which is cool. Bitcoin's supposed to be about your privacy. But I just talked to every one of my Uber drivers about it, and everybody right now is at peak mass awareness. Or at least interest. So there is a lot of interest. The businesses may not be as reluctant as you think. You might be able to go to a mom and pop shop and talk to them about using something like Monarch Pay to accept Bitcoin because of their issues they're having with legacy things like Visa. So it's not much resistance that I'm even seeing at all.
I would say, you know, something very interesting that we found when we did our video on the Strip this week is that usually we do these videos in different cities and only 1 out of 10 people will accept the crypto. Having a physical wallet we were able to hand them, we actually had 4 out of 5 people on the street accept crypto, which was absolutely, you know, crazy to us. But one of the more interesting conversations we had with someone on the street, and I know, you know, a lot of people don't like Libra. A lot of people don't like Facebook. A lot of people don't like the fact that Facebook is getting into crypto. However, I will say it's been good for that interest. That it, if people have a more keen awareness of Bitcoin right now than they did 6 to 8 months ago, it's because of Libra. It's because they're following the current events that's going on in Washington, D.C., you know, the back and forth between the senators and the congressmen and Mark Zuckerberg and David Marcus and all of that. So I do think that while we all believe that Libra and Facebook isn't necessarily, like, good on its own merits for coming into the space, I think that it's making a lot more awareness, a lot more interest, and that's why more people are starting to learn about it. And I think overall that's a good thing. And when it's coming to, you know, resistance for businesses to get into digital assets, I think it starts with awareness, right? If they don't really understand what they're looking at, then they'll never get into it. So I do think that some of that is changing. And even in the last few months, you know, we've seen some changes and some attitude towards cryptocurrency. So to me, where we're at right now, I think it's an exciting time and really looking forward to regulation getting straightened out. Also, the stuff with China going all in blockchain. We've already seen Paxos got a favorable ruling from the SEC regarding something recently, so we might see some lessening of those regulations that will obviously also make it very much easier for businesses to come in.
All right, we're down to like our last 2 minutes, so Ben, if you could, we'll just kind of go down the line, spend like 30 seconds, just maybe like your final thoughts, just closing thoughts, maybe call to action, something like that.
Trust yourself. If you're passionate about it, you will do fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to create if you have a Facebook or a Twitter account and you posted a photo from yourself being here today, you're a content creator. You're just not monetizing it and gamifying it. But everybody's a content creator. You can use platforms like Float, SoMe, DLive, Steam It. Post the same picture you posted on Facebook, on Twitter, or there, and you can earn from it on these decentralized platforms, or you could monetize it, you know? Go to a couple of these booths, let them know how many followers you have, see if they're interested in being your first guest on your brand new podcast. And the reason that there is a lot of money in the industry right now for content creators in this particularly is Facebook, Twitter, Google, they don't want to promote these companies on their platforms. Their AdSense algorithms don't really want to promote this stuff, so you can go to individuals for it, and that's what a lot of these companies here are doing. They go to individual content creators, online personalities, people that contribute to the space, and they contribute back, and that's like how this space has grown to be such a family. I know like 20 out of 30 faces right here, you know, it's, this is a fam right now, so it's really good to just see, like, you know, if you're interested in creating and contributing, there are companies interested in helping you do that as well.
Well said, my man. Ben?
Yeah, so, I mean, just kind of reiterate the last point that Ken made. I mean, this, and I've said something to this, you know, semblance a few times, but this is a very special time in cryptocurrency. This is a very special time in the beginning of what this giant movement is. Yes, it's been around for 10 years, but the crypto community, as we know it now, it's only been around for a few years. And this is one of the only spaces where you can go to a place like World CryptoCon, and some of the very most important people in this space are here. You know, Charlie Lee, for instance, at Litecoin Summit, very accessible. Take a picture with anybody, go talk to him. I mean, could you guys imagine like going somewhere and Bill Gates there or Mark Zuckerberg and getting to take a picture with them or actually talking to them and getting real dialogue from them? Probably not. So take advantage of this time. As far as, you know, we're not the most important people in the space. I like to say we're some of the more famous collectors at a Beanie Baby conference.
Yeah.
That's kind of our popularity level. But we're all normal people. We'll talk to you. Just like Ben said, come up to us, ask questions. The CEOs of the companies are the same way. So it's a very special time and take advantage of it is what I would say.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. I would say that, like Ken said, everyone can be a content creator, but when you cross a certain threshold and start calling yourself a content creator as your job title, things change a little bit and you need to start taking things a little more seriously. Definitely get a really, really keyed in tech stack. We use Trello, we use HubSpot. Ahrefs is great for SEO stuff and for planning what kind of YouTube videos, or if you're a blogger, what kind of content to create. There's a ton of tools, so just spend some time doing the research on that. It'll make your life a lot easier. Ben is like a workhorse in terms of the amount of content that he puts out. So we had lunch yesterday, we were discussing ways that he can kind of be 10xing that, I guess, through tools.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, you're good with it.
Cool.
So yeah, I would just work smart instead of hard.
Thanks, Ty. What you got, Aaron?
Okay, so I think my takeaway for this whole thing is that we have to stop rewarding all these bad platforms and put more faith and more of our time and effort towards the platforms that are actually trying to tackle the problems. Stop rewarding YouTube. I know it's the one most popular and you can make the most money, but actually try to, you know, give other platforms a chance and you know, stop giving all your money and all your time to Facebook and YouTube and whatever. And then just be genuine, like everyone said, and have conversations. I think that's probably the most important takeaway from this whole conference. Just have as many conversations as possible. Turn all of the Uber drivers.
Cool. And mine's a little different. I'm not going to rehash all the great stuff that's been mentioned here. I think what we all should do is actually get people to start using crypto. Show them the benefits of it. You don't have to educate them. Just actually show them, like stablecoins, stable tokens. They're using cash right now. They're using dollars. So show them how easy it is to start using digital dollars. Get them actually involved. And to show you all you have to do is go over to the Monarch booth right over there, and we'll hook you up with some free crypto, all right? So go down with the best wallet, go get some free crypto. Thanks a bunch for all of you. Appreciate you and everybody on the panel. God bless you. Love you. Catch you on the next one.
Hey, peeps, just a friendly reminder. Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one, talk to you soon.